1 Kings 4. King Solomon was king over all Israel, and these were his high officials. Azariah, son of Zadok, was the priest. Elihoreph and Ahijah, sons of Shisha, were secretaries. Jehoshaphat, son of Ahilud, was recorder. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was in command of the army. Zadok and Abiathar were priests. Azariah, son of Nathan, was over the officials. Zabad, son of Nathan, was priest and king's friend. Ahishar was in charge of the palace, and Adoniram, son of Abda, was in charge of the forced labor. Solomon had 12 officials over all Israel who provided food for the king and his household. Each one had to make provision for 1 month in the year. These were their names: Ben-Hur in the hill country of Ephraim, Ben-Deker in Machaz, Shaalbim, Beth-Shemesh, and Elon Beth-Hanan. Ben-Hesed in Arubath, to him belonged Soko and all the land of Hefer. Ben-Abinadab in all of Naphath-Dor, he had Taphath, Solomon's daughter, as his wife. Baana, son of Ahilud, in Taanach, Megiddo, and all Beth-Shean, which is beside Zarethan below Jezreel, and from Beth-Shean to Abel-Meholah, as far as the other side of Jokmeam. Ben-Geber in Ramoth-Gilead, he had the villages of Jair, son of Manasseh, which are in Gilead, and he had the region of Argob, which is in Bashan, 60 great cities with walls and bronze bars. Ahinadab, son of Iddo, in Mahanaim, Ahimaaz in Naphtali, he had taken Basemath, Solomon's daughter, as his wife, Baana, son of Hushai, in Asher and Beeloth, Jehoshaphat, son of Perua, in Issachar, Shimei, son of Elah, in Benjamin, Geber, son of Uri, in the land of Gilead, the country of King Sihon of the Amorites, and of King Og of Bashan. And there was one official in the land of Judah. Judah and Israel were as numerous as the sand by the sea. They ate and drank and were happy. Solomon was sovereign over all the kingdoms from the Euphrates to the land of the Philistines, even to the border of Egypt. They brought tribute and served Solomon all the days of his life. Solomon's provision for 1 day was 30 cores of choice flour and 60 cores of meal, 10 fat oxen, and 20 pasture-fed cattle, 100 sheep, besides deer, gazelles, roebucks, and fatted fowl. For he had dominion over all the region west of the Euphrates, from Tifsa to Gaza, over all the kings west of the Euphrates, and he had peace on all sides. During Solomon's lifetime, Judah and Israel lived in safety, from Dan even to Beersheba, all of them under their vines and fig trees. Solomon also had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariots and 12,000 horsemen. Those officials supplied provisions for King Solomon and for all who came to King Solomon's table, each one in his month. They let nothing be lacking. They also brought to the required place barley and straw for the horses and swift steeds, each according to his charge. God gave Solomon very great wisdom, discernment, and breadth of understanding as vast as the sand on the seashore, so that Solomon's wisdom surpassed the wisdom of all the people of the East and all the wisdom of Egypt. He was wiser than anyone else, wiser than Ethan the Ezrahite, and Heman, Chalcol, and Darda, children of Mahol. His fame spread throughout all the surrounding nations. He composed 3,000 proverbs, and his songs numbered 1,005. He would speak of trees, from the cedar that is in the Lebanon to the hyssop that grows in the wall. He would speak of animals and birds and reptiles and fish. People came from all the nations to hear the wisdom of Solomon. They came from all the kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom.